Good evening. So Ibn Mechai continues to tell us some of the advantages, the spiritual advantages of being a person who's a Baal Bitachon. So he writes that a person who's a Baal Bitachon, and this is a little similar but a little different to what we mentioned yesterday, he notes that a person is a real Baal Bitachon. So that person, no matter what happens to them financially in life, their Bitachon doesn't change. So he explains how that manifests itself in real life. So how does it manifest itself in real life? So if a person has a lot of money, they have extra money, right? So if you're a Baal Bitachon, what does it mean I have a lot of money? Good. So it means I have opportunities to help other people, right? And so the person who has Bitachon and has a lot, so they see, look, okay, that's my job. My job is to help finance other people, help finance institutions, shuls, yeshivas, etc. That's my job. And what he also says is that person who has that mindset, and the mindset is, this is my responsibility. So what are they not going to do? They're not going to go around reminding people how much they helped, or looking for thank yous, or looking for a big yasher koyach. Why? Because I don't see it as a big chesed. I see it as my just following through on my tafkid. This is what Hashem has said I'm supposed to do. He gave me this. So what does that mean? If I'm a Baal Bitachon, it means I was given this responsibility. And therefore, a person's a Baal Bitachon when they go ahead and they have that mindset that that's my job, so they're not going to look for other people to give them a karas hatov, and they're not going to hold it over someone else's head that they have an opportunity to give to them. And also, they're going to be appreciative of the opportunity to be the shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how a Baal Bitachon will approach having a lot. Okay, what happens? How's a Baal Bitachon in real life approach having less or losing what they used to have? The same exact thing. They'll say, okay, we mentioned this yesterday, right? They'll say, okay, so I guess that's not my job anymore. But what they're also going to do, he says, is more than that. What they're also not going to do, a person who's a real Baal Bitachon and has less, they're not going to look around and hope that everyone else also has less. Because, if I have less, at least they also have less with me, right? That's like a low level, right? But I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I know if he has more, good. That's Hashem gave him his job and Hashem gave him my job. The same thing he says, the person's also not going to worry about having less, like we mentioned yesterday. Because again, they're going to recognize this is their job. And then he writes also, of course, that person also will not be lo chomedes mamono shel af adam. He won't be jealous and desirous of other people's money. Why? Because again, it's not for me. Right, that he has his job and I have my job. And so if I really believe it, if I drive home the sense that whatever I have, that's Ribbono Shel Olam wants for you. Whatever he has, it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that for him. And each one of us has our own job and our own responsibilities in the world. And Hashem has given us what we need to do our job. So I won't feel jealous of somebody else because I just have the job that only Hashem has chosen me for. And if that happens, says the Bein Rechai, the ultimate, as we know, being a Baal Bitachon, what ends up, a person is Samech Bechalko. A person is going to be Ezu Ashir. What does it mean really to be rich? It means to be a Samech Bechalko, to recognize and to appreciate that I have a spot. Hashem has put me in this exact spot at this exact time, and this is exactly what I'm supposed to have. So great, Gevaldik. I'm such a, Ashrenu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me my exact tafkid. Again, as we said before, this is a high level to reach. It's not simple to do this. So we have to fight ourselves and really drive it home and think about it and talk about it and remind ourselves and learn about it. Because when we do that, it allows us to start thinking that way. But it's a hard thing to rewire ourselves, to think in this way. But when we do so, when we have the recognition that the Baruch Hu has put me in this place at this time with this amount of money and this responsibility, etc., so that's my job. And if I have a job, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Bechvodo V'atzmo, is giving me that job. So it gives a person the opportunity to be Ezu Asher HaSamech Bechelko.